We're joined now from Kabul, Afghanistan, by Prince Ali Siraj. He's a descendant of the royal family that once ruled Afghanistan, and after the U.S. invasion, he returned from exile. He now runs a group called the National Coalition for Dialogue with the Tribes of Afghanistan. It aims to unify the country's many tribes. Prince Ali Siraj, welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
To begin, after the burnings of the Quran, there were days of violent protest. And yet after these killings, while there is anger, so far there doesn't seem to be the same kind of violent reaction. And can you talk about why you think that is?
Well, there are two distinct situations. In the first instance, the burning of the Quran, because Afghans are Muslims, and the holy book, the Quran, you know, is very important to us. We all live by it and we die by it, and it covers the country, you know, across the board, you know, across all ethnic groups and across all provinces. So when the Qurans were burned, this affected every single Afghan living in every province in Afghanistan. As far as the situation in Kandahar is concerned, Kandahar is a major province in Afghanistan, but it is one of 34 provinces. So the people, the rest of the country is waiting to see what kind of reaction they're going to have in Kandahar. I had a conversation with some tribal elders today in Kandahar. So far, they're looking upon this as an incident which was done by a man who was insane. And in our culture, an insane man, for all intents and purposes, is not held responsible for his actions. But that is what it is today. Now, tomorrow it may change. And tomorrow, as far as I know and I've heard, that forces from beyond Afghanistan's borders are making a big thing out of this. They are using this as a big push for their movement. I'm talking about the Taliban.
Since the shooting spree over the weekend, you've been talking about how the U.S. and Afghanistan should deal with this. What is your point of view on what should be done at this point?
I think in this case, you know, there's a partnership between Afghanistan and the United States. If an Afghan commit such a heinous crime in the United States, whether he's military or civilian, we will expect the U.S. government to try him for his crime and punish him accordingly. One possible solution, I know that it is against the U.S. military rule, that if we could have a military tribunal set up inside the American camp, where, of course, it will still be a U.S. Operation, where Afghan judges will be invited to look, because once this case goes to the United States, they will not have any close contact with the proceedings, and how much of a negative effect that's going to have, that is something that we have to wait and see in the future.
Prince Siraj, in light of the shooting, we've heard the Taliban calling for retaliation, but we've also heard some other Afghan lawmakers calling for some kind of justice. And I wanted to get your sense of how this complicates things for them, those lawmakers who are not maybe necessarily sympathetic to the Taliban, but are very, very disturbed by this incident.
The lawmakers and the president of Afghanistan are the servants of the people of Afghanistan. They have to speak on behalf of those that they represent. Right now, they're making statements which serves the best interest of their people. It's a very delicate situation, very, very delicate. And this, I think, if we all start and put our thinking caps, my one of the other recommendations would be that for the U.S. government to immediately send a delegation or our representatives to the Panjwahi village to sit down and meet with the people, send Islamic members of the United States to sit down with these people, to attend their funeral, to say the prayers with them, and then to offer a compensation for the individuals that have been martyred in this instance. I think that will go a long way in keeping things under control.
That's Prince Ali Siraj. He runs a group called the National Coalition for Dialogue with the Tribes of Afghanistan. He joined us from Kabul. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, ma'am.